Okay, so yeah, this Derbyshire Police Twitter video got 1.8 million views and was pointing out that people shouldn't be going for a walk miles from home. Some thought it was a enthusiastic delivery on behalf of our national health, others that it was overzealous and judgmental. I suspect Silky Carlo of Big Brother Watch might have a view on this.
Well, that question is still ringing in my ears. I mean, and isn't it just a reflection on where we are? Is it okay to take my dog for a walk in the park? Obviously, these are extraordinary circumstances, and so there are extreme measures in place, and police will play a role in communicating the rules to people, and they need to be trusted and credible in the way that they do that. However, I have read the regulations. There isn't a prohibition on walking to a place to, on driving to a place to walk your dog. And taking a common sense, I appreciate the government's advice has kind of flip-flopped on this. Last night, the Cabinet Office was saying, of course, this is fine, and basically that the police force had gone over the top. And then today, the advice is going the other way, which is incredibly unhelpful. But I think anyone taking just a common sense approach to this will see that if someone is going to a secluded area, far away from other people, to get some fresh air, get some exercise, walk the dog, then it's going to be perfectly reasonable to do that. And let's bear in mind, we're having this conversation just after having had to explain to a GP why she and her colleagues can't be tested when they're interacting with people every day. The bigger picture here is that overnight, we have just experienced a huge loss of liberty in this country. And again, of course, there are justified reasons for it, but the way in which this has happened through the passing of the Coronavirus Act, which is 342 pages, rushed through Parliament in 3 days. I watched parliamentarians do this through gritted teeth. Some of them were extremely regretful, it was clear. One of the most somber sights I've ever seen in Parliament, because these are the most draconian powers we've ever seen in this country. And if you think that police flying drones over parks is excessive to, you know, film and then publicly shame people taking their dogs for a walk, it's nothing compared to the powers that are in that act. Powers okay. to arbitrarily detain people, forcibly test people, potentially thwart protests. Of course, we've got to hope that these never come to fruition, but that does now mean that we're operating on trust.
And yet, Silky, there was a poll, I think a YouGov poll, suggesting overwhelming public support for the government's measures.
Well, the government's measures, that's not, I mean, of course, everyone supports. There's no question that everyone supports the government taking action. But the question is what and how. And when you really get into what's actually in this act, I mean, measures, yes, but should we be conferring enormous ministerial power over things like the ability to thwart protests, mm-hmm. extending retention of biometric data, weakening safeguards and surveillance powers. It's an eye-watering set of okay. authoritarian powers.